Bitch.
Hello and welcome to episode 15 of
Chai Me Bitch.
So today's episode is gonna be quite an intense one for me because we are gonna be playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but our own Singapore edition of the game. So basically, producer Jean, who is behind the camera right now making a lot of mean faces at me, she's gonna be testing how dumb I am based off our primary school standard lah. And primary school was a very dark time for me because, I just didn't study hard enough. I did really badly for my PSLE. So this is quite traumatic, but I am ready. And the rules of the game are basically going to be for every question I get wrong, I have to take a shot of Martell. So, before that, drink responsibly, guys. Don't anyhow take shots. Or if you do that, then make sure you're in the comfort of a studio where everybody can take care of you when you're a drunken mess later on. Okay? So shout out to Martell for sponsoring this episode. And we will not be drinking chai today. So cognac me, bitch, is the name of today's episode. And of course, shout out to Jaden and team, everyone behind the camera. Shout out to Jean, who has prepared all the questions. And she came here with one mission, and the mission is, today you're gonna get fucked. She kept doing that to me. It's very scary. It's scary when it's not a Friday or Saturday night and I'm not planning on this. You know, it's scary when it's a Monday. Today's a Monday as we film this. Yeah, and of course, shout out to Audio Technica for all the equipment that you see on screen and for making me sound amazing. Maybe that's going to change later on. I don't know how this is going to go. But yeah, so Jean is, she has a mic on her right now. She's going to explain, I guess, how this game is going to work or how she prepared the game. So Jean, take it away.
Okay, so basically I prepared 5 different subjects for you. So I have English, math, science, social studies, mother tongue, and then there's a bonus subject, which is like a combination of health education, art, music, and PE.
What?
Very excited for the PE.
I'm damn excited for PE.
Okay, so yeah, you can pick whichever subject you want to do first.
Oh, okay.
And then I will basically ask you 5 questions. So the first question is like primary 1 standard, then you'll get harder and harder until primary 5. So
that's
let's
what
say,
she said. Oh no, no, that's so wrong. Primary 5. I'm sorry, I take it back. Sorry.
Please, it's been like 30 seconds since we started. Anyway, I'm just gonna move past that and pretend you didn't say that. So let's say you really don't know how to answer the question. I also have some bonus questions if you want to make up for lost marks.
Okay.
Can. Yeah.
So okay. 5 subjects and 5 questions for each subject, like different stages. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So it gets more difficult as we go on, and it'll be P1 to P5. Wow, I'm damn stressed. I confirm gonna get some random P1 question wrong, and I'll be like, then again, I hope there are no like primary ones watching this right now for you to actually, you should be watching this so you realize that actually you're doing damn well in school. I suck. Okay, so I don't know which one to go first. Which subject should I pick? I should pour myself a shot first because I foresee me getting something wrong eventually. Ayo, lie woman, kai ka Martell. So my mom had an array of shot glasses at home, by the way. I don't know why, but I took the smallest shot glass I could find. And I'm so scared. I never pour myself shots, so I feel like I should have poured slightly less. But okay. Also, this is the special limited edition bottle. It has a luminous label on it. So yeah, not one of a kind, just I have one. Yeah. Here I am getting drunk on school questions. Okay, let's do this. I will pick.
Do you want to go with the subject that you were best at?
I don't remember my grades, but I think the best subject was English. But I don't know, but I don't want to do English first. I feel like I should save it for later, you know?
Okay, can.
Okay, I pick social studies.
Social studies?
Primary school or social studies?
Got.
You
got
try
right.
to scare me. I don't think I
have.
Have right. Jaden?
I did social studies. Have, oh, right, have. Jaden? Have, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Okay, know. It's pretty basic questions.
Okay, I'm scared.
Okay, so primary 1.
Okay.
The first question.
Can.
Your first task is to
fuck it up, sis. Fuck it up.
Okay, go on, go on.
Is to recite the pledge.
That's primary one?
Yeah, I mean, like, we all recite a pledge at primary one.
Wow, you damn
every
rude,
morning,
yeah.
Okay,
let me do this. I don't know it. Okay. We, the citizens of Singapore, pledge ourselves as one united people, regardless of race, language, or religion, to build a democratic society based on justice, equality,
and
progress for our nation.
Wait. Justice and equality.
Justice and equality and progress. And oh, there's one more.
Yeah, you're missing out like a transition.
A transition. Justice and equality and progress for our nation.
That's the last one. You missed out one line. It's based on justice and equality so as to achieve. Do you know the remaining of it? If you know it, I'll give you the point lah.
So as to achieve happiness, prosperity, and progress for our nation.
Yes.
Oh, I just needed the transition. Not bad, ah.
Not bad. Okay, I'll give that point to you. Like.
How is that primary one?
Yeah, what?
Primary one, you're just learning how to talk, eh. They make you say pledge, man.
You learn how to talk at seven.
Okay. Let's take it as that's correct. Okay, that was correct.
Okay, primary two. What is Singapore's national language?
Malaya.
Yeah,
the pledge is harder than that.
Okay, primary three. What year did Singapore become independent?
19?
Mm-hmm.
65.
Yes.
I almost say 56. I almost fucked it all up.
Primary 4, who is Elizabeth Choi?
Oh my gosh, she came to my primary school. Like, we go way back. Okay, no, that's weird. She really came to my primary school when I was like P6.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
But if you're going to ask me who is she?
Like, okay, I'll accept any answer that if you tell me generally, like, what she's known for.
I mean, if I say, like, yes, queen.
No, zero.
Well, I think 12-year-old me would have known this better than I do now. But I completely cannot remember anything. But I know she's an icon. And she... Can I Google? Can I cheat? Okay.
No.
I don't know. Give me a clue.
Okay,
I mean, okay.
She's a war heroine.
Yeah, okay. I knew that.
Because why?
Because she stood up for her rights.
The most generic answer.
You say give you anything.
Oh,
cannot.
My gosh.
Okay, what she do? Tell
okay,
me.
Okay, so basically during the Japanese occupation, her and her husband, they ran a stall in the canteen of Tan Tock Seng Hospital, and they secretly helped prisoners of war in Changi Prison by passing them cash, clothing, medicine, and letters. Yeah, then in the end, she was caught for doing so, and she was arrested, tortured, and starved.
Yeah,
for
I know she got arrested, but I forgot. Like,
are you
why.
Sure you?
Yeah,
know?
No.
Yeah, quite nice just now.
Cause I scared wrong. Basically scared wrong. I'm really like, this is going so horribly. I haven't drank. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you ready for the next question?
No, this is the last one, right?
This is the primary five question. Wow. The hardest question I have, lah. Okay, this one is hard lah. I'll say it's hard. What do the five stars in the flag represent?
Wow. Okay.
Do you want a hint?
Okay,
or do you have no idea?
I try first.
Okay.
Brotherhood?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not even close.
Equality?
Yes.
Peace?
Yes.
Prosperity? No, that's just in our pledge. Okay, got it. No?
It's kind of close.
Okay, let's just take it, yeah?
No, okay. No. Okay, you try the rest.
What else? What other cheesy adjectives?
Okay, you want a hint?
No.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. No, okay, give me a hint.
Oh, wait. I just realized you forgot to drink.
Okay, next.
Okay, continue with the five stars.
Progress.
Yeah. That's correct. So actually you have...
One more, right? Just one more?
Yeah, just one more.
Wow, damn good. What else, yeah? I know something means brotherhood, lah. The colour, right?
No.
Something.
You said it just now in the pledge.
We the citizens of Singapore pledge ourselves. Prosperity, progress, for nation, so as to achieve happiness.
No,
happiness damn see, lame, Singapore
no,
on the flag.
About.
Yeah, our happiness index damn low. Don't come and fake
I know,
news.
That's
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, do you wanna?
Yeah, I wanna.
It starts with a D.
Democracy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, that's not bad. I didn't think that you would get that. Yeah.
You just think I'm dumb, but actually,
no.
I'm just quite dumb. Not that dumb.
Okay, cool. Okay, so okay. That social studies.
So 5.5 for social. Okay,
4.
4.5 for. Honestly, that was damn good.
Yes, bitch.
That was okay. So good. I'm so proud of myself. Okay, next.
What do you want to do now?
What's my other? So English, math, mother tongue,
science.
Oof, I feel like science is gonna be my toughest out of the rest.
Okay, so
let's do math. Must I write my answers down on this?
You can. You can use it for like working.
Wow, how difficult are your questions? Yeah,
but to be honest, when I was looking through the primary 6 PSLE questions, right, it's really hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, I don't know how these kids are out there doing this.
That's why ours is until primary 5. No primary 6, don't worry. Okay, come. Math.
Ready?
No? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Math.
Primary 1. Okay, first question. How many 10s and 1s are there in the number 23?
2 10s and 3 1s.
Correct.
Wow, that stumped me for a while. I was like, must I plus this shit or what?
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yes.
If you cut a quarter into thirds, how many pieces would you have?
Huh? Isn't it just 3?
Yeah.
Why? You're trying to scam me. I thought I was going to say 7 or some shit, right? Yeah, okay, I almost drew it out. I'm glad I didn't.
Okay, hey, you're doing really well.
So what? You wanted me to take another shot?
No lah.
Because I will.
Huh? Okay, if you get this one, or everything correct, just you should just take a shot.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm too willing.
Okay, primary 3. What is $7.23 minus 96 cents?
Wow. I don't know how to do math like this anymore. Like, as in, like...
What do you mean?
Take from what, you know? Okay, okay.
I think your walking is wrong.
Why?
Wait, let me see.
No, it's okay. Okay, I'll just minus $1 and then I'll plus 4 cents. So that's minus $1 is 6.23. Then 6.23 plus 4 cents is 6.27.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
It is actually very smart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I think lazy people figure out the best ways to like work around stuff. So yeah. Go on.
Okay, primary 4. What is the difference between an isosceles triangle and an equilateral triangle?
Damn easy. Isosceles is like this one. And then equilateral is like this. It's isosceles. So isosceles is these two sides are the same. Like equilateral is all three same.
Wow.
And you're good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Can't believe I draw it though.
Should I give you bonus points while drawing?
No, it's okay. I wouldn't anyhow take the points.
Okay. Primary 5. Okay. You're on a roll.
Is it going to be a problem, Sam?
Yeah. So what? This is a long one, okay? If you want me to repeat, you can just let me know.
Okay.
Okay. So Taylor A can sew 5 pairs of pants a day.
So Taylor Swift can sew 5 pants a day.
It's just Taylor A.
Okay, Ken, got it?
Then Taylor B or Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Can sew 4 more pairs of pants than Taylor A a day.
Okay.
Taylor B started work 8 days later.
I hate this guy.
Than Taylor A.
Like, just start work at the same time. Lah. 8 days later, okay.
Yeah. How many days would Taylor B need to sew the same number of pants as Taylor A?
Okay, so that means at day 8, Taylor Swift would have already sewn 8 times 5 is 40. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means on Taylor Swift's day 8, she's already at 40 pants. But then the other bitch, Taylor Lautner, 0. Right? That's what you're trying to tell me, right? Like, day 8, is when Taylor B is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on day 8, how does this mean every day this person is going to keep sewing 5 more? So I just need to find the common, the multiple, something, you know? What are multiples of 9? I don't know, I stress. Okay, this is going to take a while, yeah? Yeah. So at 40, this person only sewed 9. Then at 45, this person sews 18. Yeah, I'm doing this right. 9 times 3, 27. 9 times 4 is 36. 45. Oh, so at what day will they both be at same level? Like same amount of pens sewn?
Yeah, so how many days would Taylor B need to sew the same number of pens as Taylor A?
Oh. Five.
No.
Huh? I'm confused. Wait. So you're asking me at which day will they both be at same amount of pens?
No, how many days would Taylor B need to sew the same number of pens as Taylor A?
And Taylor A has a 8-day head start.
Yeah. Don't overthink it.
This is damn straightforward, right?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Okay, no. Does this make sense? So that means at day 8, Taylor A has 40 pens ready. Right? Because this person has been sewing for 8 days.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so this person has 40 pens. And then Taylor B just only start. So they only got 9 pens.
Wait a minute. I don't understand your
Oh no, I'm complicating this.
Like the blind leading the blind.
Okay, so what you're trying to ask me is basically how long will it take for Taylor B to hit 40 pens?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. What?
How many days would Taylor B need to sew the same number of pens as Taylor
Isn't
A?
It 5 days? Because in 5 days' time, Taylor B would have sewn...
No, it's not.
45. Oh my god, is it like... Got half a day kind.
No.
Oh, no, tell me.
Looking at the working now is like a lot simpler.
Wow. Tell me.
So basically, yeah. So you're right. You're right that Taylor A will have 40 pens after 8 days.
Yeah.
So the total difference between them after 8 days is 40, right? Because Taylor A is at 40, Taylor B is at 0.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor B can sew 4 more pairs of pens. So you just take 40 divided by 4.
So in ten days, then this person will be at same level, basically.
Yeah,
I was getting there, what?
You told me 9. No, first, you told me 9, then you told me 5.
I'm good with this. So this means 90 pens. In 10 days, this person sold 90 pens.
Where did 90 come from?
And then in 18 days, 18 times 5 is what?
I don't know.
I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm not making any sense anymore.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm very confused. Okay, whatever. Okay, it's not my fault. They suck at sewing. So I just gonna take another shot. Okay, so that was my last math question, right?
Yes.
Ugh. Is it time for a bonus question?
Ooh, would you like a bonus question from the bonus category?
Wait, but for the bonus category, I can pick anything, right?
Yeah, okay. So I'll tell you, why not I tell you the different... Because I have one question or one task for each bonus subject. Why are you sipping on it? Like,
no, I'm spilling everything. I'm a mess.
Okay, so you drink first.
I feel it.
Okay. Yeah, when I give you the bonus subject, then you tell me which subject you want.
Okay.
So you have health education, art.
Yeah, I want health education.
You want health education?
I don't want art or music or
PE.
Yeah, let's do. Okay. Oh my god, I almost took this to get this. Stupid. Damn stupid.
Wow. Are you okay?
No. We'll figure it out. Okay.
Okay. How long is an average period cycle?
You damn rude for asking me, Sia. So my period's basically botched. If I took this
average
question,
I never asked how long is Preeti's period.
I'm just saying she damn rude. Okay, well, if the answer was Preeti's 7 months is the correct answer. But if the
how long? Oh,
because my period very long never comes, so my cycle damn long. Okay, 28 days.
Yes, that's correct.
I knew that because I know what I'm not. Sad. So sad.
Okay, you want to pick another subject?
Yes.
You're left with English, science, and mother tongue.
Okay, Jaden, you help me pick. English, science, I'm 2 shots in only.
Mother tongue, okay.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our third subject. And Jaden has very willingly yelled out, mother tongue! So let's do mother tongue.
Okay, so you want to tell people that you're...
So my mother tongue, if y'all know this about me already, I'm sorry I'm saying this for the millionth time, but I studied Mandarin in school, so my mother tongue is going to be Chinese now, and Jin's going to test me on random stuff that I should know as an 11-year-old in primary school, I guess. But my Mandarin sucks, and I got E8 for my O-levels. It's really bad. I'm pretty sure that's what helped me flunk my PSLE. I can't remember. Maybe I'm trying to forget. But thanks for bringing it up, Jin. So let's go. a lot of aggression. Like, I'm very wild.
This is drunk pity.
No, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk.
Go on. Primary one. Okay, you start off easy, okay? Same. What is the Chinese word for sun? Like S-U-N, the sun in the sky.
How is this starting easy? I know it's taiyang, but I don't know how to write.
No. You just needed to tell me taiyang.
Okay. I write for fun.
Okay, we just give you bonus marks.
Okay, it's going to be wrong 100%, but this is what my brain feels like it is. This is not a yang word. It's can. I'll show you off camera.
Wait. No, that's wrong.
My word's not Bosch. This is Thai, right?
Yeah, that's Thai.
This is not a word. This is like a tour or some shit.
It is a word, right? It's just, nothing to do with.
Okay. I thought I need to write.
Okay. What is the Hanyu pinyin for Mei Li?
I know.
So, Mei Li means pretty in Chinese. So, Hanyu pinyin with like the...
Yeah. Mei Li.
May.
I have it on my t-shirt. If I don't know this, I'm really dumb. I mean, I think it's that is.
Yeah, it's correct.
Wow, I don't know where this one is supposed to be though. On the I.
Wait, where did you put it?
On the I.
Oh, that's wrong.
It's on the E.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's on the E.
Why did I call myself out?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's by the
It's
by the E. Oh shit!
You got me second guessing
my own name. I'm a disgrace. What? Sorry, Gina was going to ask me the next question.
More and more aggressive.
That one burned my eyes for a bit.
Okay, you want to drink water?
No.
Okay.
Go for it. Yeah, I'll drink water. Okay, next.
Okay. Primary 3 question. What does Feng He really mean?
It's like, 新年快乐, 风和日丽.
Absolutely not.
I'm kidding, I haven't said meaning yet. Okay, feng is wind.
Yeah.
He is just end. Ru is day. And li is mainly the li.
Yeah.
So it's windy and... It's just like, on a windy day.
Oh, okay.
Like leaves are falling on a windy day.
Oh, I guess that's not wrong.
It's not wrong, right?
Did you say it?
So have a shot.
It just means that it's like very good weather. It's like...
Oh, feng he really means good
weather.
Yeah.
Like it's like nice and windy and cooling.
Windy,
but the sun is out, that kind of thing. That kind of
vibes. I never say cloudy, gloomy day. I say on a windy day. So correct.
Jaden, do you think we should... Is that correct or wrong?
Half a shot.
Half mark. Half mark. Okay, half a shot.
Damn rude. But I'm actually not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, feng really is the only thing that I understood properly. This is not half, but whatever.
You good?
Yeah, okay. I'm good.
Okay. The primary 4 question is a 造句 question. So you have to use this phrase in a sentence, okay?
Oh my god, I forgot what 造句 meant. Okay.
Yeah. So you just have to come up with any sentence using this phrase. So the phrase is a 成语 called 人山人海.
Oh my god, what's this? Human mountain, human river.
Sea.
Yeah. It means, wow, 你让我很big tick. 我真的很人山人海了. Big tick is on the chain. That's really bad. Where did that come from? Wow, that's so wrong,
Yeah.
Wait, okay, what does the 成语 mean?
Okay, 人山人海 basically means that there's a lot of people.
So just crowded.
Yeah, it's just like it's crowded.
Wow, 我去大高市买了很人山人海.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Who actually uses that though? Nobody, right?
No, like when you write compo, like you write 作文.
Oh, so only the fake news language, lah. Like when you're trying to impress teacher that you use, but in real life nobody use. Okay, got it. So I'll take a shot. Fuck la! I thought I got quite a good guess. Like, I thought it's like, wow, you burden me until I need to travel the world for you. Not making any sense. It made a lot of sense in my head. Should have kept it there.
Okay, how about to redeem yourself? Okay, you drink the shot first.
This is shot number what?
I don't know.
I think it's like count. 5. It's like 4.5.
Do you want a mixer? Okay. Just offering. I don't want to like go with you to the hospital tonight.
Maybe you go hospital and it's Ren Chan Ren Hai.
Oh my god. It's kind of dark in COVID times. It's kind of dark.
Yeah, no, sorry. I take it back. Okay, come. Next one. This is primary what?
4? So that was primary 4. But to redeem yourself, do you want to do a task from the bonus category?
A task means I must move?
No lah. I mean, one of them must move.
PE, right?
That's one PE one.
I want to do art.
Okay. This is very easy. This is like a primary school thing. Just draw an animal. But you must try to make it look realistic, Isha.
How dare you?
You cannot like even draw a blob and then tell me that a horse or something. Then
okay, so I'm drawing one of my favoriteest animal in the world.
Favoriteest.
Oh no, she just like, oh no, she's just really bad. Like, are y'all supposed to guess what's this animal?
Yeah, why not? Let's guess, and then if we can't guess what it is, then you don't get a point.
But y'all can purposely don't guess what. Okay, so this is... Okay, she really doesn't look like this. But here you go.
Is that supposed to be Maxie?
Yeah. The tail so long. Then she got a collar.
You know, I respect it. Yeah. I see it ish kind Thank of. Jaden, do you think that's a pass?
Jaden says a pass, so Maxie. Okay. Don't reveal Maxie. It's Maxie. I want to take a picture of this so I never forget this moment. Okay, go on. Next question.
Okay, so for primary 5...
Sorry, she's damn ugly. she's actually damn cute and she's not ugly, but yeah.
Okay. So for primary 5, the hardest question for the mother tongue subject is write 继续. This is hard. Even like, I was a bit...
I know what it means. I know it means continue.
Yeah. And a roughly try.
Well, I cannot. I know there's this somewhere.
No.
Okay. I take it back. I don't know how this is gonna go. I can write another tea for you.
Okay.
I don't know another tea. That's right, T. I don't know.
Should we give her like another word?
Yeah, give me another word.
What are the...
Wow, tissue is primary 5.
Okay. Right, 小狗. Like small dog for you, Maxie.
I know la, 小狗.
That's correct.
Nice. Wow. Isn't this somewhere in tissue? No. Continue.
No.
Oh, I'm really trying my luck. I don't know how to write it. Yeah, but Xiaoko is a very huge downgrade from Tishu, but okay.
Yeah, but Tishu is hard. It is hard.
Yeah, it is. But it seems like such a simple word in the vocabulary that you probably learned it not at P5, like younger. That's why, it feels like that. But I can't write it.
Yeah, writing is
so
hard.
So weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so do I need a drink?
You can do like half a shot if you want.
If I want.
You look like you want to.
Sorry. It's quite funny. I'm quite scared. This is like shot 6 after this half. Okay, next, let's do science, because I feel like I'll be very drunk when I do English, and then it'll be funny because I shouldn't suck so bad at it, but I do.
All right, primary one.
Primary one, no science, you scam. Primary three, at least. Wow, I just realized scammed me.
No,
yet.
I'm not trying to scam you. I was literally...
Can, man.
Cannot. No. It's easy. That like the so-called primary, I know primary one, primary two, no science, but like, you start off easy, okay?
Which school you go, yeah? Primary one got science. Stress.
Okay. It's easy.
Okay.
What are the three states of matter?
Oh, sorry, I was drawing. solid, liquid, gas.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Why did I think?
Right? Yeah, I know. I was like, why am I writing it down?
No, I just wrote science. Oh. I was very excited to write science.
Okay. Primary two. What do animals and humans breathe out? What's funny about it? I haven't finished the question.
Yeah.
Okay. What do animals and humans breathe out that plants breathe in?
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, correct.
I don't know if Jin just think I'm stupid or all primary two kids are stupid. Sorry, primary two kids, you're not stupid. They just act like you are in school.
Okay. Primary three. What happens when the opposite poles of two magnets come into contact with each other?
They attract.
Yes, correct.
Because opposites attract. Yeah. Suddenly, this is going beyond science for no reason. Oh, okay. I drew this, so I laugh.
What's that?
It's like in a lab, then got the bottles.
Oh.
Got, yeah.
Okay. Primary four.
Mm.
Which three criteria need to be fulfilled in order for a seed to germinate?
Criteria or just things they need, right?
Yeah, like things they need. La.
Okay,
yeah.
Sunlight.
There's one.
Water.
Yeah.
Just one more, right?
One more.
Carbon dioxide?
No.
No, don't tell me. It's okay. don't say anything. Let me guess. What else?
You're close.
It can't be oxygen, what?
It is.
Oh, because it's growing. Oxygen. I say oxygen.
I'll give that to you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they do need oxygen for a bit.
Okay. Primary five, the hardest question.
Okay.
Do bacteria have chloroplasts?
No.
That's correct.
Because only... Yeah, bacteria don't have. Chloroplasts is what? Produces chlorophyll?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
My science not bad, man.
Yeah.
I study bio, okay? Damn annoying. I wrote science for nothing, basically.
You say like you're very upset about it.
Yeah, okay. Can we do another bonus round?
Yes.
Can we do music?
Okay, I'm very excited for this. Okay, so your task for music is to play Hot Cross Buns on the recorder.
Okay, wait. I'm writing English. Yeah, my art sucks. So, yeah, let's go music. So play Hot Cross Buns.
Mm-hmm.
Can. I bought a recorder from Popular just now for this. I bought the good one, by the way. There was a cheaper one. Let's do this. I'm very annoying. I don't know. Is that Hot Cross Bun? The do-re-mi, re-re-re-re. That's
the song. No. Re-mi. No. That's
then, song. Can you tell me the notes for Hot Cross Bun?
Like Hot Cross Bun.
No. Like do or re or mi.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna play whatever I play, okay? wrong already. I think it goes down instead of up. Like, it starts from a lower note at first. No, they're all wrong. Somebody give me the notes. I'll try. How do I cross that?
I don't know what's the notes, wait.
No.
But you know which hole is do, which hole is me, man.
You know which hole is which hole, man.
As in, if I tell you if it's do, re, or me,
I will
do
guess
you know how
that.
To...
Oh, okay. We got only two heads, one, right?
Okay, hot, cross, cross buns notes.
I'm gonna play all.
Oh, let me search. There's one that for recorder.
How to play, sia? Oh, is it just? You must cover the back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Stand to as if I know.
Was I going somewhere with it? I don't think so.
Do you know how to read the notes? I don't know. That's kind of close. Wait, do that again.
No, it's wrong.
What did you do?
It goes from like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. It feels very funny when I look around and I'm like, the last time somebody saw me like this, I was like five or some shit. Like, no, like, B5, not five. I feel
so
weird.
So you say it's notes B, A, and G.
Wow, okay, lor, I don't know already. I don't know how to read notes.
Oh, okay. How, you want me to...
Tell me.
So the first note, B, is like you use your index finger to cover the first hole. Yeah, so that's B. Yeah.
Oh, so I was
and
right.
And then A is two. You use two, yeah.
Oh my god, so I was right. It was...
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Correct, that's correct.
Oh my god, we're gonna... I'm freaking out. Then that's after correct. That...
So you do that twice, right?
Yeah, I did it twice.
Oh, okay. Then what's the... Then the last note, right, that's G, so you play that four times.
That's what I was saying. Oh, that's what you did? It's like the that's what... Oh my gosh. Oh,
I know that's what you're talking about.
Right?
Oh my gosh, that's correct.
I killed it. Wow, no, I knew it.
Wow, I'm actually really, really impressed.
Okay.
That was so good.
That was surprisingly good, I must admit. Wow, eh.
Okay, I'll give you like double the bonus points for
this. Whoa. Well, thank you. Finally, eh, my word.
I'm not keeping score, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But
okay. It's okay. If you've been watching till here, let me know how many points I got.
Okay, so... I think we're left with one, which is English.
I'm sweating so bad, by the way. Like, my nose is just sweating. Okay. Oh no, I wiped off the English on my body. Okay, go on. What's my English question?
Okay, primary one. How many letters are there in the English alphabet?
26.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, primary two. What is the plural of moose?
I mean, don't tell me if I'm right or wrong. It's not Moses, right? I mean, I don't think it's Moses because you wouldn't ask me if it was Moses. Mrs. Miss. Is it like I confirm no, I just not thinking of it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Moses lah.
No.
Okay. Is this just moose?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like plural of moose. A bunch of moose. Yeah. Okay, makes sense. How many of my species out loud? Oh no, that was damn dumb, man. That's P2 only. P2 confirm don't know anything on. I feel like there's a lot of alcohol for 1% of drink. Like when I look at what's left, I'm like,
Okay, are you ready?
No. Okay, I am.
Okay, for primary three, which one of these words is an adjective? So, the words are cotton, she, jump, or red.
Second one is she, like S-H-E.
Mm.
Red.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
An adjective is like what I used to describe.
I got it right and she still explained
no,
it.
Oh my god.
For all the viewers, in case you didn't know, adjective is a descriptor word. Yeah. Pretty is an adjective.
Yeah.
Really though.
I quit.
Oh no! She just said I quit. Stress. Don't leave me like this.
Okay, so this is a multiple choice question. So I'm going to read a sentence with a blank, and then I'll give you some options to fill it in, and you tell me which one is the right one.
Okay.
Okay? So the sentence is, half of the equipment, blank, damaged in the fire last month.
Oh my god, this is tough.
So the options that you have is, are, was, and were.
I'm going to say it all out loud with the options.
Okay.
Half of the equipment is damaged. Well, no, what was the rest of the sentence? Damaged in the fire.
Last month.
Cannot be is. Half of the equipment are damaged. No. Okay, I go for... Don't tell me yet. Let me think. I think it's were, because equipment is plural. But, right? Equipment is plural. We talked about this in the pet peeves episode. People say equipments, then it's wrong, right? I don't know. I'm scared. Half of the equipment were damaged in the fire last month. Half of the equipment were damaged. Yeah, it's were.
It's was.
Really?
Yeah.
It's was? But even though equipment is plural...
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know why, but it's worse. Yeah.
I'm a dumb bitch. Was that P3 or P4?
That was primary 4.
Wow. Yeah. I hate it. It still confuses me until today. I'll just say like, oh, the equipment damaged. Then I'm fine, you know. Nobody can talk to me about punctuation or grammar or vocab there. This is not even a full shot. Done. Last question, right?
Yeah, but do you want to do the
the bonus round?
The last bonus round.
Wait, last man? I thought got two.
No, there's one more. So you did the health education one, you did the art one and the music one. So
Walao, I need to do PE when I'm 8 shots in.
You're wearing pants, right? Oh, okay, can do
that. I can take it off. Just no, to don't do okay. PE. Yeah. Okay. KK, what do you want me to do? Jumping jacks?
No,
I won't do what I say first. I'll take the shot.
So let's.
I'll take the shot. I say already.
You can do one section of the NAFA test.
And I pick anything I want?
I mean.
Then I say I want to do like pull ups, then how? Where are you going to bring me? So I do shuttle run, how? Okay, I will do. Which one do I do?
The task that I was gonna give you is do as many sit-ups as you can in 1 minute.
Wow, tough.
And then like I had the NAFA scores here.
Oh my god.
You can see like what grade you get.
Okay, let's do sit-ups.
But to be fair, the age group is like ranging from 9 to 16.
Yeah, so, just give me that. I'm doing this as a P5 as year old.
Oh, so yeah, let's okay, P5 is 11 lah.
Yeah, alright. What happened to you do?
So, as an 11-year-old,
to pass,
you need to do at least 12 in 1 minute.
How about to get
Easy
A? Game.
Okay, to get A, you need to do 28 or more.
There's a lot. Should I just do it on the sofa so we don't have to move anything?
How do you do sit-ups on the sofa?
I just move my mic because I don't have to talk.
You need to lie down.
Yeah, then I just lie down here.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's time for the bonus round. Bonus round. And I'm gonna do PE. I didn't even know what Tough Club standard for until last week's episode with Rani. Standard for it. I didn't even know what Tough Club stood for until episode 14 with Rani, and she told me it was trim and fit. I thought it was just fat opposite. But anyways, now I need to do PE. I'm clearly dressed for it, so every 11-year-old has a best friend that will hold their legs when they do sit-ups. So Jean, since she's making me do this, you will hold my legs as I do 12 sit-ups.
Okay. Let me see if I'm gonna...
Am I flashing? Wait, am I gonna... Okay, it's fine. Well, I'm gonna do like 5 and be done.
Can someone help me time? Because it's 1 minute.
Huh? Must time? Okay, realistically... After laying here like this, I feel like 5. I feel like 5 is damn good.
What was it? It was 12 to pass.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah, I hope I accidentally vomit on Jean. I'm kidding, I won't. I really won't.
Okay, really?
I'm going to
start soon.
I'm scared. Okay.
3, 2, 1. 1.
I'm dead scared.
2, 3.
three.
Oh my god, I think I can do prep five.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I'm good, eh?
11, 12.
Buzz ready!
13, 14. 15,
I feel it already.
16.
I'm dying. How long I have? Wow, damn good, eh?
What was it? 17?
Like 30 more? Yeah, 17.
Okay.
Damn it, I'm the drunk one.
19, 20, 21, 22.
22 is damn good. I'll just slay here until I got 10 more seconds. Okay.
24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Yay! Wow! Wow! High five, me queen! I did it! I got A for my Lafa!
Wow!
I just set up again, so I said 29. That was 29 set up. I feel like nobody in the right mind should attempt any Lafa thing after drinking 8 shots. Like, I was fine. I was really fine. And then now I'm like, did I just move my body too much? You know, maybe. Yeah, but anyways, I got A for my NAFA. That was damn good. I'm damn impressed with myself. Like, I cannot remember the last time I did sit-ups willingly. Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was school. Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for the last question?
No. After all that, no.
Okay, the last question for English, the primary five question, is spell diarrhea.
D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A.
Oh my gosh, that's correct.
I remember it because I kind of scolding in school before. Everybody got it wrong for spelling.
Okay, do you want to do the bonus English question?
Yes.
Okay, what are comparative and superlative forms of the word big?
This one, you're 60 years old, so you don't know. You expect 11-year-old to know.
No, confirm no one.
What's the what?
So the first one is...
I never listen. I hear superlative, I'm like, nope.
Okay, so the first one is, what is the comparative form of the word big?
Comparative form,
yeah.
Means it's just the opposite, lah.
No.
It's a different version of the word
comparative,
big.
Meaning yeah, you want to compare two different things, right?
Bigger, lah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. So that's
so bigger and biggest.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought comparative you meant like opposite. I almost said small. Yeah. That's stupid. So wait, I got A.
Yeah.
You don't even know my score. My teacher dropped.
No, but actually, you got most questions correct. What was it like?
I don't know, I just remember saying brotherhood. That's all I remember.
Like, nowhere near the correct answer.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure brotherhood means something on our flag. If not, I would never have this kind of word in my vocabulary, 100%. What? I'm not the kind of person who walk around saying brotherhood. I'm damn sure they taught us in school, like the color red or white or something.
Brotherhood. Oh, the red is the one that stands for universal brotherhood.
Yeah,
and equality of men.
What about women, though?
And then the white symbolizes pervading and everlasting purity and virtue.
Some bullshit. Anyways, yeah, I knew like brotherhood would not be my vocabulary unless somebody put it there, aka my primary school. Shout out Raffles Girls! They brought Elizabeth Choi there, and I can't remember what she did. I'm the worst there. But I remember having a picture of us all surrounding her in the library. Like, clearly she just, like, to her, she was just sitting there like, ah, Ren Shan, Ren Hai, you know, she's probably damn stressed. And then all these, like, 5-year-olds, not five, I keep saying five, like, 10-year-olds were surrounding her, taking pictures at the library, doing stupid things. And she, like, had to survive the war. So, yeah, that was a lot. I'm pretty sure that was a lot. But, yeah, I met her. That was really cool. I'll find a picture. Even though nobody cares, nobody wants to see, but I want to show y'all. Yeah, I'll find it one day. Yeah, so we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm damn good at my primary school. Huh? I'm damn good at my primary school. My primary school knowledge is damn good. Where's my...
Yes, bitch!
Honestly, I'm so smart. Who allowed me? Okay, realistically, I did quite badly for my PSLE. And like, yeah, I did quite badly and I hated myself for a long time. But realistically, you see, as a grown-ass adult, it really doesn't matter. So relax. If you suck at your PSLE, don't hate yourself, because maybe one day you'll end up taking shots at your own podcast. You never know. Life could work out. 28 sit-ups at the age of 26. That's so good. Eh? I did one sit-up for each year I was born. Not really, but kind of. Each year I was born. Eh? How many years was I born? What am I saying? My English failed. Why did I leave English for the last subject, you know? Anyways. No, I was going to say something. Okay, so... That's the end of this episode. That's the end of episode 15 of Chimey Bitch. And next time, I will bring on some guests for this show because I want to show them that they're dumb and I'm better than them. I'm sorry, please come to my show, whoever's listening. No, but I think it'd be quite funny to bring on like other people that y'all know. Like bringing Wee-san on this would be funny because he's closer to primary school than I will ever be. He's a child. And he's confirmed going to be worse at this game than I am. Like Wee-san's going to be dumb, you know. Even though he's actually really smart. Like really smart. He's going to be damn bad at this game. I don't know why I'm shit-talking Wee-san. Like, Wee-san, you suck. I'm going to cut out this bit and send him with no context. Yeah, but okay, thank you for watching this episode. I hope you made it to the end because I surprisingly made it to the end with like 8 shots and 28 sit-ups. So, whoa, that's all the sit-ups I did for like, I don't know why, I just did a lot. The last time I did sit-ups was literally maybe like 5-6 years ago. I'm so impressed. I'm so proud of myself. I'm going to talk to myself later in the mirror and be like, pretty, you need to give yourself more credit. You're really amazing. Y'all thought I was gonna cry. Anyways, okay, thanks for watching. Bye. Oh, thank you for watching episode 15 of
Chimey Bitch.
I'm spiraling. You've just made it to the end of an episode of Chimey Bitch. Wow, you listened to the whole thing, ah? You like me, then say lah. But if you liked it, make sure you're followed and subscribed so you know every time a new episode of Chimey Bitch or any other Pretty Please video is out. Okay, bye-bye.
Chai.
Chai.
Chimey.
Chimey.
Chimey
Bitch.
Chimey Bitch.